Cannot wait. Heading out to where I grew up, Croydon. Well, I lived in Wonga Park or Jumping Creek Road, if people are familiar with the area, but the North Croydon Shops were our local shops. And the Croydon Hotel, well, Costello's Croydon Hotel used to be area nightclub. So it was a nightclub when I was growing up, everyone wanted to go to. Like, my brothers went there when I'm about 4 years younger than my older brother. And I was like, oh, they're all going to area. I want to go there one day. And yesterday I was telling the story about the first time Mum let me go to area when I was about 17, but she drove me there. And then when she called into the show, she clarified.
So
she then stayed in the car outside for 2 hours.
That's pretty good.
When I came out at midnight, I reckon it was actually before midnight. And the funny thing was, I was ready to go. Like, I would have been in there looking at my watch going, come on.
Because you didn't drink.
Yeah, I didn't like anything about a nightclub. Yes. I didn't like the sleaze. I didn't like
all it would have taken was two gins or
bar and
vodkas.
Oh,
and then you would have been in there till stumps.
Still don't really like them. Never really like them. But there is something also that's quite memorable about the Croydon Hotel, but area for me. I had my first kiss. On Maroondah Highway, Croydon. And this could have been. I don't remember.
Well,
don't remember much about it, but it was. It's a big step. That's a big moment for a, you know,
100%.
How old were you? 17? Probably 17, 18.
And your first kiss?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's really cute. I reckon this song was out at the time too. So it was, do you know what's really funny? James Lake, our producer, he's gone and given me an aerial map of,
I'm looking at it.
And he's also made it, you've got aerial map at the top, Google Street View at the bottom.
I love it. So if you look at that Google Street View, see the Thirsty Camel?
Yeah.
That's the drive through that's in front of the hotel. That was there
Thirsty
back
boxy.
Then too. And then just to the right of the Thirsty Camel, there's those big gum trees. Yeah. Under one of those gum trees, I remember we went for a walk.
At home among the gum trees. No,
his name
Give
was Andrew.
Give us a kiss, please.
His name was Andrew.
A squeeze or two.
And, wow.
It's not funny.
Funny thing was, I'll give you the backstory. You know this anyway, Fev. I've told you this over the years. My first crush was on Michael Gleeson.
Yes,
he was my neighbour. Loved Michael Gleeson.
Wow. We caught up with him, didn't we?
We did. We've actually had him on the show.
He now
lives in Florida in the US.
Loves his golf. Listen to the show.
He did. Yeah, we were chatting for a bit after that.
Who's this guy?
This guy was one of his friends.
What's his name?
I'm not going to say.
Come on.
Well, his name was Andrew, but that's where I'm stopping
Andrew
it.
Andrew who?
That's it. Because you'll go and find him. So his name was Andrew, and he was one of Michael's friends. He was really handsome. He was one of the
this
guys.
This is made up, isn't it, Fev? He's really handsome. I can't give you a surname. When blokes come back from school holidays. No, I made out with this hot chick from New South Wales.
Well, someone would have gone to school with you. So if someone knows an Andrew, 13, 10, 16.
This takes people back to like the early 90s. So he was, it was about early 90s. He was he had like the Timberland boots on.
Mm.
And then he had a denim jacket with the fleece
double
line.
Double denim?
Fleece line denim jacket. He was tall. He was handsome. And
just one pash?
No, we dated.
Oh, you dated?
Yeah, we'd been dating for a
good.
Couple. It wasn't long. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we go. So I'll take you there on Friday.
Yeah.
My first kiss happened under a gum tree. And can you see how close it is to Maroondah Highway? Can you imagine all the cars whizzing past that night?
Mate, there's foxy underneath the gum tree.
1060 though, let's go down memory lane. This is fun. If you're driving along or wherever you're listening to us right now, call in and tell us about your first kiss.
Where was yours, Nick?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Looch?
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, it was Looch on our wedding day.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm very religious. Nice to meet you all.
Can't remember. Would have been Werribee somewhere.
Yeah, would have been Werribee or Hoppers. Yeah.
Isn't that a memory?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Fev, what about your first kiss?
I was grade 6.
What?
I got married. I was like, I don't know, 12 or something.
Like, that's
11.
A pet kiss, though.
No, like a proper kiss. We got married. There was like a marriage. We had a big ceremony. Kate Taylor and Amy. She's married Dawson Jones now, ex-footy player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was a great chick. We were like boyfriend, girlfriend for a little bit,
that's
grade 6.
Cute.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was cool. Anyway.
I like it.
And
Nick,
then 13, I progressed.
No, it would have been grade 6 or year
grade
7.
Grade 6?
Yeah.
You guys are having proper pashes.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. What's wrong with you? You waited till 17, mate. 17. Yeah. Ooh,
you're the nerd.
We had done
don't look at us
everything,
cool
everything was ticked.
I went to a girls' school.
I got drafted at 17.
Yeah, that's a good... Okay, 131060, let's hear some first kiss stories.